This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Because my daughter, my 8-year-old daughter, grabbed my phone and I guess added an app which has a 3-day free trial.
3 days. Thanks.
But it says renewal price $7.99 per week.
Oh, that
get
is
rid of that
for something called Beatmaker Pro. Music drum pad.
Well, that sounds awful.
But it's not that easy, I find, to cancel these things.
Yeah, sure.
Did she already give the credit card information? Like, how's it going to bill
Apple already has that.
Yeah.
So,
Apple already has that because if you're paying for iCloud,
so if you download
to save
an
your
app
photos,
that's a paid app that has a free trial, even if you delete it, it will start charging you?
Yeah, as long as you don't.
Yeah, you better unsubscribe.
If you don't unsubscribe, buddy.
You're going to be clicking that meter every week.
So I just noticed it. I got an email, and it says, you accepted the following offer, and it has all this breakdown. It says, date accepted. I mean, I'm probably already too late. I'm probably going to pay $7.99 for the first week. But as long as I don't have to, I mean, that's a lot. $8 a week?
Yeah, that's 30 bucks a month.
It says, trial free for 3 days. They didn't even give you a week trial. Mm-hmm. Says starting May 29th. So 29th, 30th.
Yeah, you're in for
I got to pay for the first week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, clock's
but I don't want to pay for another week.
No. Yeah,
I can't figure it out.
Take care of that today. Make sure you take the before you leave here because you'll forget.
I know.
We need to get that app that picks out, that shows you all the stuff you're paying for. Remember that app?
100%. There's probably a dozen of them.
Somebody give me a free trial of that. Then I'll delete it.
Oh, there it is. Look, this is all. These are all the things I currently pay for from Apple. Apple TV Plus.
Right.
That's $9.99 a month.
Right.
The iCloud Plus. I mean, I don't even know if I've ever been on the cloud.
Yeah.
I know it saves my pictures.
Why do you need the Plus? Just give me the iCloud.
That's
don't need the Plus.
$2.99 a month.
Okay. Right, that's they're nickel and dime. Yeah, but that's nothing.
Death by a thousand cuts. Here it is.
I've got Max.
Okay. All right.
That's $16.99 a month.
HBO that's now $17 to get HBO.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Then this says inactive, so I'm going to guess that I'm not paying for it, but at some point I paid for the iScanner, a PDF document scanner. We need that every once in a while.
Sure.
Like if you have to send, I don't know, a copy of some important document to somebody else, you usually have to turn it into a PDF.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a huge life leak. Apple Arcade, $6.99.
Why are you still paying for that?
Cancel that immediately.
Because until this moment,
I don't know
that I knew I had it.
Yeah.
And then I have Beatmaker Pro.
You need to get rid of that.
I'm afraid to look at my subscriptions. I'll probably have a million of them.
So,
and I don't even know about.
So this morning I came in, Drabby, this morning I came in and I haven't seen you guys in a few days. And Drabby, with his head, I thought of you last night with your hair and everything. I don't know what you guys were watching last night, but I ended up watched golf all day, obviously. And then I watched him with the women's golf.
Yep.
And then
golf was on, I'm not aware of the
memorial. The memorial. Scottie Scheffler.
That's a big one.
Just kind of dominating.
He's won 3 out of the last 4.
Who won?
Scheffler.
Shocker.
So, yeah. Who's like third now behind Jack and Tiger in terms of quickest to 16 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's on a historic pace.
Yeah.
He's balling. Anyway, doesn't matter. I thought of Drab because somehow I couldn't find anything that I was interested in. Maybe you guys found a bunch of stuff. I ended up, and I wasn't particularly interested in it, but it was still on the channel I was watching. So I ended up watching, for the first time in maybe 10 years, America's Got Talent. I guess it's the 20-year anniversary.
Who knew?
I didn't until it showed. And then they're introducing all the, they're making a big to-do about 20th anniversary, and they have the Spice Girl lady, not Downtown Julie Brown, but you know what I'm talking about. Mel Spice or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever her name is. Mel B, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have Howie, of
That's
course.
Scary Spice.
Mel B, Scary Spice?
Yeah.
You know what? She's still kind of scary hot, actually, which I was kind of stunned by. But then, of course, they introduce Simon. And Simon now, you know, he's got to be like 100. Like, he looks terrible. He's had so much work done. But I think he's backed off some of the work. But I thought about you, Drabby, because I looked at him.
Yeah.
And he looks a little better than he used to. Because he looked scary a couple years ago with all the Botox and everything he was doing.
He looked horrible.
Yeah. He looks a little better, a little more normal. He's got luscious hair. And then at one point, I saw him posing for a picture, but I looked at the back of his head, and I said, I think he did a hair transplant. I think they took hair from the lower part of his back of his head because it looked a little like, it just didn't look great. And the back.
Was he was over-harvested?
He might have been over-harvested.
It looked a little patchy.
He looked a little patchy on the bottom part of the back of his head. But the top of it, but they had to over-harvest. He has so much hair.
I know, but
it can't be possible. It can't be possible. It's that thick and that luscious.
No!
Luscious. And what is he, 65?
Yeah, of course he probably. I mean, he's had 100
he's had everything.
Facial surgeries.
Yeah, he's had everything.
The hair is nothing.
Yeah, I understood. But I thought about you, and not in a negative way, but I just thought about you, and I thought, well, at least Drabby doesn't look like that in the back of his head. He doesn't have all, like, he doesn't look kind of patchy. He looked kind of patchy in the back
of
his head.
I'll have to check that out. I mean, Simon Cowley, you might have a lot of hair, but he's always had a terrible haircut. His hair has ricked me for like 20 years.
Oh, really?
Well, like that weird flat top thing he does.
He has a weird flat top thing that's like really high now. It's really dark. Obviously coloring it. There's no doubt about that.
He's 65.
Yeah, he's 65. So, yeah. It's just had so much hair. And I saw patchiness on the back. I thought, oh, he had the Drabby. He had the Drabby procedure. For sure he did, right? I mean, wouldn't you bet
I mean,
everything?
There's probably a ton of guys in TV at that age.
I'm sure. But it's just one where I kind of noticed it.
Yeah,
for the first time.
I'm going to guess Drab had a better procedure than Simon Cowell.
That's what I'm saying. I think so.
A lock.
More high quality.
I think so. And I thought your head looked pretty good this morning. It didn't look like inflamed or anything. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm beginning the honeymoon phase.
Okay, good.
Before it sheds a little bit.
That's all right.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a process.
How's the back of your head?
Gotta take steps.
Were they harvested? Is it still kind of like annoying? Or is it
a little tender?
But that's about it.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yep.
I mean, you would trade for a week of tenderness for hair 100 times out of hair.
Of course, yeah.
And you're gonna do it one more time.
That's the plan. Yep.
Drab's back on the hat hustle. It's like old Drab. Drab's back.
I saw somebody giving you a hard time about the way you took your hat off.
Oh, in the video we did last Tuesday, he was like, "I've never seen a man take a hat off like that."
Well, dude,
I'm like, you idiot! I just had 3,000 hairs put in my head. Of course, I'm trying to be
careful.
To be careful.
You have to be gentle with it.
Doing a new technique here.
People are so mean. They're just so mean. But anyway, watched America's Got Talent. By the way, that show's the weirdest show ever. They start out with a guy who's like 400 pounds, and he's just drinking pickle juice, hot sauce. Like his talent.
That's
was,
his talent.
He just drank a ton of pickle juice, a ton of hot dog water, a ton of hot sauce.
So he thinks people are going to go to Vegas and buy a ticket to see that?
I mean, it was
that sort of deal?
It was so gross. At first, you thought he was going to actually do like a real talent.
Yeah.
And then he just started being gross. And then they had a guy who looked like he was from Ethiopia or something. He was about 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he did all these things with his body, like his arms.
Yeah, he was a contortionist.
He was a contortionist.
Ah.
And literally, people, you want to puke almost. He's doing so many things. He jumped up this.
That's Badlands Booker who was doing all the chugging. That's a famous.
He looked familiar.
A competitive eater.
Oh, is that what he is? He looked familiar.
Yeah. He's an American icon.
Oh, really?
So who's?
I mean,
he
never wins, but he's been at that table for like 25 years.
Oh, okay.
So you said who's on the panel? You said it's one of the Spice
Mel
Girls.
Mel B, I think.
Howie's still there.
Howie. Oh, and then is it Sophia Vergara?
Vergara. Okay.
Whatever her name is with the big. The Tiggles.
Yeah.
And then
Heidi Klum no longer there.
No, not the 20th anniversary one. And then Simon.
Simon, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then, you know, I think they always have like dance troupes. Then they have a magician. But it's mostly just like weirdos.
Right.
It's like a weird show, man.
Well, we watched it when Max was on for the entire
season. Yeah. He was good. Yeah, so I don't know. But that was probably 5 or 6 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to the summer TV wasteland.
There wasn't much on that I was interested
in. Baby.
I don't know what you guys watched last night.
He's watching AGT.
Well, what time was that? Was that 8 o'clock? 8, 9 o'clock? What time was
I think
that?
It came on maybe at 9. Maybe it was 8. I don't know.
That was long gone.
I looked at my guide and went, not interested, not interested, not interested, not interested. I guess I'll, like, I actually watched live from the U.S. Women's Open 2 hours after the U.S. Women's Open finished.
I can only
watch Brandel Champagne and a bunch of like European chicks. I don't even know who they are breaking down. Mahe Starks.
You wish Bob Brandel Chambly told you who that hunk was in the airport that you saw.
I got to know who the hunk was. It was some European hunk.
It's a terrible word.
And, well, last night you've got no big sports because both the Stanley Cup final and the NBA finals are in a delay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They wait. NBA finals
Wednesday
don't even start until Thursday.
Right.
I believe Stanley Cup final starts on Wednesday.
Yep.
So that's what you're dealing with.
And the NBA Finals, you have games every, I believe it's every 2 days, not every other night. Pretty sure it's Wednesday, Saturday, and then maybe Tuesday.
Well,
so they spread it out.
I don't care about the NHL Finals. I'm not watching that. NBA Finals, I'll probably watch some.
Do you know the two teams?
Yes, come on.
Come on.
Pacers, OKC.
No, he said Stanley Cup.
Oh, no, Stanley Cup? Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't I assume the Canes lost, right?
Yes. Correct.
They got smoked.
So they lost by the Panthers?
Gentleman sweep.
Yep. And then I actually don't know who's on the other side.
Edmonton.
Yeah.
Cakes is a big Oilers
barely
fan.
Heard of them.
NBA Finals, this according to The Athletic, a TV ratings nightmare.
I bet.
It is the matchup of the numbers 25 and 47 media markets in the country, respectively. So, they say the NBA doesn't really care because their TV money comes in no matter what. That might be some ancillary money, but that's what you got.
They still want to draw a big number. Don't let them kid you.
Yeah, of course.
And New York has to be kicking themselves. The series comes down to that game one where they blow a 16-point lead, 3 minutes to go? 12-point lead, 12, I've already forgotten.
I think it was 12 with about 2.5 to go and 9 with 50 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, just a choke job.
Did you see?
But you know the OKC Thunder are significant favorites.
Huge favorites.
I mean, almost 8 to, or 1 to 8.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when's the last time we saw an NBA championship with that big of a spread?
I don't know.
Spread?
So, if I put $100 on OKC, what do I get back? 50 or something? Or like?
No.
$20? $20.
You're laying $800 to win $100.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Did you see the trophy presentation for the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals, which is named after Larry Bird?
No.
So 9 people vote. Mm. I know Tim Bontemps is one of them that vote for the MVP of the series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Reggie Miller's on stage, and he's introducing. I think Reggie Miller's one of the voters. Reggie Miller's introducing, and the winner of our, and Tyrese Haliburton started to take a step forward because he thought he won.
Oh.
And Reggie Miller goes, Pascal Siakam.
Wow.
Who won it 5-4.
Wow.
Just one of those moments that went viral that people saw Haliburton taking like a half step up. It's all butt-sized to claim his trophy, and he slid back.
Did Halliburton's dad come out of the stands crazy?
He didn't.
Confront Siakam, confront his teammate? That would have been a good bit.
He didn't, but it'll be a fast-paced. If you care about basketball, it'd be a fast-paced series because the Pacers like to get up and down. Oklahoma City, young. Amazing thing is Oklahoma City wins the finals, which all of the gamblers believe is going to happen. Heavy favorites. They've got 4 first-round draft picks in this upcoming draft.
Mm.
Believe they're the 4th youngest team in the NBA, and I think they're the 6th lowest payroll. That can all change, but they are positioned.
Just as long as they don't
not
draft our guard that we're looking at, Cakes.
The Russian
guy from BYU? Yeah, Demon, yes.
Yeah, it's a guy.
Well, we're picking before them, so it's impossible. Like, if we
they
want
can't
him,
take him. They have 4 picks after that.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure the Thunder do not draft in the top 5.
Well, I'm saying, no, if they trade.
If they do,
something.
I'm going to launch a federal investigation as to what's going on.
I'll try to get into it.
Did you have to wait till Thursday?
I'll see if I care up Thursday, but I think I'm going to try to get
it. Antonio Daniels predicted thunder in five, right? Isn't that what he said?
That's like a reasonable pick, not insulting.
Right? give the losing team one game.
Give them one game. Maybe they have one
plus
dud.
Plus 205 if it goes five. Not bad.
I saw that. I guess we're going to talk about it next. I saw that the Nats won a few games while I was waiting. That Hassel kid seemed to do pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
They've been scoring, too.
We'll get into it next. Nationals have been on a heater of late, closing in on 500, winning four of their last six the road. Right? We'll talk Nationals when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.